may be enforced through the court. This is one message. Another message that I wanted to mention in relation again to the public defender is that since 2019, the law on public defender was amended, and from that, private entities are now obliged to submit information to the public defender. Before that was not the case, only state institutions were obliged to do that. Public defender, you know that it's a very complex structure and complex organization with a broad mandate. And it is also important to mention that the recent codes and the recent laws adopted on human rights also ask public defender to monitor the implementation of this document, and this is mentioned in the law. For instance, the law on the rights of persons with disabilities has such provision, and also the code of the rights of the child. So the role of the public defender is increasing even more with these provisions. About the resources, it was mentioned the resources are growing from one year to another. What I wanted to add is that other than funding received from the budget, the Public Defender Office is entitled to receive funding from donors in the form of purposeful grants. And this is a considerable amount of income that Public Defender's Office traditionally has. Sometimes it's from European Union, sometimes it's from the United States, USAID. Now, we have two mechanisms of anti-discrimination, the two independent mechanisms to seek the remedy. The first one is public defender, and the second one is the courts, national courts. In 2017, the discrimination was established by the public defender in 53 cases out of 201 that was studied. And in 2021, the discrimination was established only in 15 cases out of 161 that was studied. On the other hand, the Common Courts of Georgia has a growing practice of applying the law on elimination of all forms of discrimination in their judgments, as well as case law of European Court of Human Rights. In 2021, sorry, I will skip it. It should be mentioned that the rate of discrimination cases examined by the courts has an increased tendency, which might be a result of effective awareness-raising campaigns that different state institutions are pursuing on discrimination and its protection mechanism, including non-governmental organizations and public defender, of course. And due to the statistics, the population of Eastern Georgia is sharply active in addressing the courts on the alleged effects of discriminatory treatment. At the same time, it appears that cases of discrimination lawsuits are increasing every year in the Tbilisi City Court. In most cases, the claimants refer to alleged discriminatory treatments in the private sector. Accordingly, most cases are dealt with through civil litigations. 74 of discrimination cases concerned employment. Now, very important, and this issue was also raised, anti-discrimination policy in education. Human rights education is an inseparable part of all stages of education under the national curriculum. The national curriculum identifies 8 priorities, and one of them is on human rights. Awareness-raising campaigns are all over the country all the time. Everybody is involved, basically, state institutions, non-governmental organizations, international organizations are very often orchestrating this process. This is about the prevention. Now about the reaction. A few words about what does Ministry of Internal Affairs and Human Rights Department and also Prosecutor's Office. In the period from 2018 to 2022, up to 2,000 employees of on various positions of the territorial and structural units of the Ministry of Internal Affairs were trained on anti-discrimination issues. In cooperation with Council of Europe, Ministry of Internal Affairs in the near future will have specialized investigators throughout the country who will be investigating crimes committed on the grounds of discrimination. Important is statistics. I'm sure you will agree on that, because right statistics lead to the right process. Memorandum of Understanding was signed in 2020 between the Ministry of Internal Affairs, the Prosecutor General's Office, the Supreme Court, and the National Statistics Office in order to have one unified methodology on elaborating statistics on hate crimes. 1,703 criminal cases were mentioned by the staff of the were monitored by the staff of the Human Rights Protection and Quality Monitoring Department of the Ministry of Internal Affairs. Signs of discrimination: gender, gender identity, sexual orientation, disability, race, religion, political or other views. So different different motives. And also, it must be mentioned that the prosecutor's office started prosecuting 24 people for crimes committed on the grounds of gender identity, recognizing 26 people as victims. And one final information about the prosecutor's office I want to share with you is that since 2020, with the support of the Council of Europe, procedural guidance, just one second, specialized prosecutors are there on place who are trained to work on hate crime issues, which is, I think, again, very important because these people have higher sensitivity to these issues. This is very briefly what I wanted to mention. In case of questions, ready to answer.
Thank you. Now I would give a floor to the Deputy Minister of Interior regarding the investigation of 5 July case and also the other cases that was mentioned here, the aggressive. The